How many of you understand what I'm saying? So you don't want to get so attached or avoiding, because anything you try to avoid or you got to have runs you. Anything that you see and know there's no lack, there's an abundance, and you can replace, but you try to inspire, you build the organization. So this is important. This is the Peter principle. Now let me give you some ideas on how to motivate people and keep them productive, motivated, and loyal. Would that be useful? Yes? All right. We've already mentioned having a clear job description. Everybody deserves this, and they expect this. They also have a checklist. They also have a delegation that's daily. The checklist is daily. This takes them 2 minutes of their time to complete. It is worth it. It helps the organization. But every quarter, every 3 months, it is wise to have an evaluation of people. Why? Because if you don't, you build up uncommunicated tensions and frustrations and expectations that are uncommunicated. In other words, you feel that they're not doing what they could, and you really haven't communicated it. And you're just letting it build up until it eventually discharges and becomes a problem. So every quarter, I recommend doing this. It's a form. I call it an employee quarterly evaluation. An employee quarterly subjective evaluation. A subjective evaluation. And what that entails is a list of all of your expectations on them. This is not just a job description. This is your expectations. I expect you to be here dressed nicely. I expect you to wear professional clothes. I expect you to be here on time. I expect you to use professional language. I expect you to have your hair done professionally. Here we have tension because we have a difference. Anywhere where there's a difference, you have a discussion. And you explain to them why you feel this way. And you give them a solution to solve this. What this does is it allows the tensions between you and the people you manage to even out. So they know exactly what's expected of them, and they've given a solution, and you give them a time frame to get this thing straightened out. If they have more zeros than threes, they may not last very long in the company. You give them some direction and say, this is what we need to get done. If they have a lot of threes, it may be time for a promotion, or at least add to that possibility of promotion, because they're doing everything you're expecting. They're getting their delegations done. They're doing their checklist. They're being productive. They're a valuable employee. But by having this, it allows them to know where they stand, what's expected of them, and people want to know. I was at a convention. There's about 1,200 assistants, people that worked not at the top of the company. The executives were in another area of the company, in a smaller group. These were all assistants and sub-managers in the companies. It was amazing. I asked, how many of you feel you would like to know better exactly what's expected of you and exactly where you stand in your manager's or employer's mind? Every single person put their hand up because they did not know exactly where they stood in people's minds, how their performance was, what they could improve, what they were doing better or worse or poor or better. When I asked that, I went back to the people that were the CEOs and the heads of it, and I explained that to them, and their mouth dropped. They couldn't imagine that there was that much disconnection. They assumed that they had everything under management. But when they got that feedback, they realized they better implement some sort of a communication system between them, and they put the checklist in, some of them did anyway, and they started doing evaluations. Very valuable. People want to know where they stand and what they can do to bring a better service. In addition to that, that's subjective. It is also wise to have objective measuring of people. Why? Because if you ever have to fire somebody and you do not have an objective reason for it, you can run into legal problems in a company. How many of you understand this one?